This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly, with unerring accuracy, at all men, everywhere in the world, sometime in their life. To meet this challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle. The soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. All of us being essentially gregarious creatures, we like to belong, to be accepted, part of the group, one of the boys. When we break society's laws, however, we become outsiders. We no longer belong. And to be accepted again becomes a long, hard, and sometimes hopeless struggle. Jack Phillips becomes involved in this struggle in our Heartbeat Theater story, One of the Boys. Robert Geron wrote the story, and Peter Leeds stars as Jack. Here's Act One of One of the Boys.
Come in.
Hello, Major Hunt.
Jack Phillips. Well, come in.
How you been, Major?
Fine, Jack, fine. Sit down.
Oh, thanks. I came like I said I would.
And I'm glad you did. When did you get out?
Last Monday.
You look good. Ready to go to work?
Well, that's what I'm here for. But,
But?
Well, Major, if you don't have any luck with me, don't worry about it, okay?
Come on, Jack. That's no way to start out. What makes you think I can't find you a job?
Because as soon as you say ex-con, everybody pulls in the shutters.
And how much do you know about that?
I've been a con, remember?
Now listen, Jack. There are plenty of people ready to give someone another chance. And we know who they are, believe me.
You never lose your rose-colored glasses, do you, Major?
No, things may not always be rosy, but there's no use making them worse by looking at them cross-eyed. Now, you're interested in mechanics, right?
Right.
Give me a few days, and let me know where I can get in touch with you.
Well, I'm back home. I'll write the address for you.
How's your wife?
Oh, she's okay. A little nervous about everything, poor kid. She kept her job all the time I was up. At least there's a roof and some bread on the table. Hey, here's my address.
Thanks, Jack.
You know, Major, it wasn't easy for her. I mean, everyone at the office knowing about me and all.
Did they give her any trouble?
Oh, no. They were swell, but she felt embarrassed.
You see, there are people who understand. You admit they were kind to her.
Yeah, but that was her. I'm the con.
Sit down, Major. I'm Bart Thomas.
Thank you.
Let me close the door. Can't hear yourself think with the shop racket. Now we can at least hear each other. You said on the phone you wanted me to give a guy a job.
If it can be arranged.
Well, I got an opening. But what's the pitch?
Well, we, the Salvation Army, that is, try to help a man get a break when he needs it.
Yeah, I know.
This man is named Jack Phillips. He's had 17 years' experience in auto work.
How come he's not with you?
Well, I wanted to discuss it with you first, Mr. Thomas. You see, he was just released from prison last Monday. That's something he won't be able to hide, from you at any rate.
And you think he deserves a job?
Very much so. I've talked with him many times during my regular prison visits. I got to know him. I know he can be trusted. And all he needs right now is a job and someone with a little faith in him.
Well, if you're behind him, I guess he's okay by me.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Well, I don't mind giving a guy a break if he's square with me. What was he in for?
Could we just say that's all in the past and leave it at that?
Yeah, okay. Well, you send him in to me, and if I think he has the know-how, I'll put him to work.
He'll be in this afternoon. And the other men don't need to know the circumstances?
No, no, it's none of their business. I run my own shop.
Thanks again, Mr. Thomas. I'll send Jack in.
Steve, this is Jack Phillips, new man.
Ah, hi. Hi, Steve.
Steve's the foreman. You take orders from him. He'll put you to work.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Thomas.
Name's Bart.
Right, Bart.
Come on over here, Jack.
Hey, Steve, who's the new guy?
Jack Phillips, Will Patterson, and vice versa.
Oh, hi.
Where are you from, Jack?
L.A.
Oh? Where'd you work in L.A.?
Come on, Will, you can have your tea party later. I want to get Jack started on that transmission job.
Oh, see you, Jack.
Hey, yeah, Will.
He's a nice guy. Well, we got a good bunch here.
Now, where's that transmission job?
What do you mean, throwing an ex-con in with us?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Phillips. He's a con. He just did a stretch.
Where'd you find out about that?
What are you trying to do, Bart, putting a guy like that in with us?
That's my business. I thought you two were hitting it off.
Oh, sure, sure. I buddied up to him. But I got suspicious when he said his last job was Farmers.
So what?
When he found out I knew Farmers closed up 10 years ago, he went all white and hedged about some job in Hemet or Oakland.
You got better things to do than back fence snooping. Now go on back to work and keep your mouth shut.
The other guys don't like this.
You've been shooting off your mouth already.
Sure. We got a right to know what kind of guy's working with us.
I run this shop. I do the hiring and firing.
Bart, you gotta get rid of him. We got a nice setup here. We don't want it spoiled by any rotten apple.
What's wrong in giving a guy a break, huh? Tell me that, Will.
He's no good, that's why. Guy goes wrong once, he's gonna do it again.
Do what again?
Come on, Bart, you weren't born yesterday. He's a thief. That's what he was up for. You mean you didn't know?
I knew he was in stir, sure. A guy's got a right to another chance, and I'm taking the risk. Now get back to work. So, what do you think, Steve? Give it to me straight.
Well, Tony and Chick don't seem to care. Marty's on the fence. And Will.
I know how Will feels. What about you?
Oh, I don't have anything against the guy. He's a good worker.
Then what's eating Will?
You got me.
He'll forget about it. Keep him busy for a while.
Hey, you don't think this guy might take another plunge, do you?
Do you?
I don't know. I want to give him a chance, but... Well, maybe we better keep an eye on him just the same.
Hmm. Well, don't put the pressure on him, Steve. When a guy's trying to make a go of it, he's got enough problems of his own.
No, I won't. I'll just keep my eyes open. You keep your desk locked.
If he's going to have a chance, he's going to have it all the way. As far as I'm concerned, he's just one of the boys. And if Will starts sounding off in there, let me know.
It's no use, Major. It's just like I said it would be.
It's only this one man, though, Jack. Everyone else is treating you right?
Oh, not really. Oh, they don't come out and say anything, but I'm an outsider and I know it.
So you're going to throw up the job just because someone doesn't like you?
Well, Major, a fellow wants to belong. He wants to be one of the boys, feel accepted.
And you were, until this man exposed your background.
That's right.
Jack, the only way you're going to get started again is to ride out this resistance. You can't pop around from job to job every time the facts are known.
Well, what would you do, Major?
Mr. Thomas is on your side, and he hired you. Stick at it. Show these men that someone in your position can go straight, as they call it.
Well, that's easy to say. Doing it is something else.
Well, it was easy for the early Christians to say they were following Christ, but doing it was something else. What kind of a world do you think we'd have now if the words and teachings of Jesus died with him on the cross? If those men and women hadn't had the courage to be Christians in the face of a lot more opposition than you're meeting?
Well, Major, well, everything was fine till they knew what I was.
Do you think you're some kind of freak? You're a man, Jack. And there are plenty of other men in exactly your situation trying to make another go of it. if you stick with it and break down this prejudice, you'll be making it that much easier for some other man who wants a chance.
Yeah, I know you're right, but sometimes I want to mash that Patterson right in the face. I want to fight back because they won't forget what I did and treat me like everyone else.
They never will, so long as you convince them that a man with a prison record has a grudge against the world. You've got to act like the man you want them to think you are.
Thanks, Major. I guess I needed that.
Well, I'll be in to see you one of these days. You know, I need a brake job on the station wagon anyway.
Okay, Major. I'd better be getting back. Lunch hour's over.
You want me, boss?
Yeah. Close the door.
What's up?
We got trouble.
What?
I had 80 bucks in this drawer and left over from the payroll. It's gone.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
You want me to get Jack in here?
I don't know yet.
You got any ideas?
I got ideas, but I don't like them. I really trusted that guy.
I told you to keep your drawers locked.
Who'd you see come in here while I was out to lunch?
Well, I've been in the paint shop 2 hours, but all the guys are going in and out for coffee.
And Jack saw me put that money in the drawer.
You want me to round up the whole crew?
No. Not yet. Get Jack.
Okay.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
Come on in here.
Right.
Maybe you made a mistake taking him on after all.
We'll see.
You want me, Steve?
Yeah. Close the door.
What's up, bud?
What do you know about this?
About what?
The 80 bucks that was in here.
I don't know anything about...
Now, look, Jack... Let's just keep this between us.
You think I took the money?
I'm trying to give you a straight deal. I hired you fresh out of the pen to give you the chance you wanted. Now, I'm willing to hush this up, but you've got to level with me.
I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even come near your office since you paid me.
You think one of the other guys took it? Will, Chick, Tony, me, maybe?
Well, I can't accuse anyone. I'm just saying I didn't take it.
Now, look, Jack, you're walking on eggs as it is. I don't have to tell you what another rap means. Now, I don't know why I should, but I'm willing to overlook it. All I want's the money back, and no one needs to know about it.
Why don't you ask the other guys? How come this so lily white? Bring it out in the open.
I may have to do that, but I wanted to keep it quiet for your sake.
You'll never believe I didn't take it, will you?
Well, do you blame him? The word of an ex-con?
No. No, I don't blame you.
Okay, Jack. You wait outside. Go on back to work, but stick around. And don't leave even for lunch, you hear?
I hear.
He sounds like he means it.
Yeah, but these guys learn a lot of tricks in the pen. They can lie right to your face and make you think they're as innocent as babes. They gotta be good liars to get away with it. What are you gonna do?
I'm calling that Major Hunt. He'd better know about this.
So ends Act One of One of the Boys, with Peter Leeds starring in the role of Jack Phillips. The Salvation Army, ever on the lookout for areas of human need in which to serve, has for a number of years ministered to the many problems of the man in prison. Working as a voluntary agency with prison, probation, and parole officials, and with judges in federal, state, and local courts, the Army has sought to augment, wherever possible, their efforts in crime prevention. The Army's services to prisoners include Bible correspondent courses, employment opportunities in cooperation with parole personnel, and spiritual and material aid to prisoners and their families. In addition, the Salvation Army regularly conducts services in jails and prisons, and once a year conducts a nationwide Salvation Army Prison Sunday. In this, as in all other services, the Salvation Army is aided by the many and generous contributions of time and money which you have made to them. Please continue to help, won't you? Now, Act Two of One of the Boys, starring Peter Leeds.
Jack, in here.
Major Hunt.
Hello, Jack.
Well, then you know what happened.
Not all of it. Jack, I want a straight answer. Did you take Mr. Thomas' money?
No, Major, I didn't. I swear I didn't. But I might just as well have. The roof could fall in, it'd be my fault because I got the record.
It's all right, Jack. I wanted to hear it from you.
Major, all I want is the money back. I don't want to make any trouble for Jack. I told him that.
Naturally, you want it back. But there's something larger here, Mr. Thomas. I believe Jack. And to me, it's of the utmost importance to clear him of suspicion. I think you'd want that, too, if he's innocent.
Well, yeah.
It was on my recommendation that you hired him. And I owe you the respect of that trust. But further, Jack will always be suspected of anything that goes wrong. Not on the evidence, but on prejudice because of his past mistakes. Not only you, but everyone who learns of this will suspect him.
Well, I think I've given him every chance.
Would you be willing to carry out an idea of mine that very likely will get your money back and clear Jack of suspicion?
I'm a fair man, Major.
You see, Mr. Thomas, there are so many men in Jack's position. The accusing finger is immediately pointed in the direction of the ill wind. No wonder so many men with prison records go back to crime when they constantly meet up with prejudice and unproved accusations.
Look, Major Hunt, I was willing to give Jack a chance to start with. I'm willing to help him now. What do you want?
I suggest you do this. First of all, get all the men together and explain what's happened.
In here, boys. Sit down. Steve, you sit over there. Now, before everyone starts bellowing, we're going to discuss this like men, not a bunch of schoolgirls. This here is Major Hunt of the Salvation Army, a friend of mine.
What's to discuss? Who else but Phillips could have taken it?
How'd you know what happened?
Oh, I'm afraid it's my fault, Bart. See, I sort of sounded the guys out.
Well, you should have kept your mouth shut. Well, then, you all know $80 is missing.
And it's in Phillips' pocket right now.
Well, maybe it's in your pocket.
Me? You think I took it?
Did you?
I did not.
Well, that's what Jack Phillips says, so you're both even. Now, listen. We've got a good gang here. I trust all of you. But at the moment, I gotta suspect all of you.
Well, that's not fair, Bart.
Well, what do you want me to do? The money's gone, and I want it back. But I'm willing to get it back, no questions asked. I don't want to know who took it.
Give it back, Phillips. You're making it hot for the rest of us.
I didn't take it.
Well, things were fine until you started working
Shut
there.
Up, Will. Now, the major here has given me an idea, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to put this box in the storeroom. I want each one of you to go into the room alone. The guy who took the money puts it back, and we'll forget the whole thing.
What? That means you're accusing us?
I'm not accusing anybody. I'm turning my back. I'm just hoping somebody will play square with me.
Gentlemen, if I could have a word. Could I ask you for a moment to reflect on the words of Jesus, where he told us that God desires not the death of a sinner, but rather that he turn from his wickedness and live? Someone has made an unfortunate mistake. But the only way that man can ever find peace with himself and God is to correct that mistake. Now. And anonymously. I'm asking that man to spare himself the burden he'll have to carry.
Okay. The box goes in here on the bench. I'm putting it right here. Now, we'll do like the major suggested. When you go in, close the door. That's all. Okay. Chick? You first. Mm-hmm. Tony?
You better put it in there, Phillips.
Shut up, Will. I'm not going to tell you again. Okay, Will. Go on in.
Okay. Okay. Satisfied?
Steve?
Me?
Yeah, you too, Steve.
Okay.
Steve?
Yeah?
Bring the box out with you.
Hey, what is this?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, Phillips hasn't had his turn yet.
May we open the box now, Mr. Thomas?
You sure you want me to, Major?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now why hasn't Phillips gone in, huh? Why?
Maybe we'll find out. It's here. $80. I guess I owe you an apology, Jack. You couldn't have taken it. Let's forget it.
Wait a minute, Bart.
The matter's closed. I don't care who took it. I'm just glad to know that it wasn't Jack. You guys don't know this, but I had him in here on the carpet first thing. Sure, I thought he'd taken it. He was the easiest one to suspect. Well, maybe we've all learned something. Now go on, all of you. Get back to work.
No, Bart. Wait. Wait a minute. I took it.
I thought we were going to keep this anonymous.
No, Bart, that wouldn't be fair to Chick and Tony. I admit I was trying to make it hot for Phillips. I'm sorry, Jack. It was a rotten thing to do. You gave me the chance, Major, but, well, I feel a lot better about admitting it. I'll look around for another job, Bart.
You don't have to.
No, I can't hang around here anymore.
Well, I don't hold it against you, Will. I know how rough the cold shoulder and the hard stare can be. I won't return it.
Will, I don't think any of these men want to see you go. You made a mistake. But that was because of an attitude that shuts a man away from himself and God. Prejudice. I know you're not that kind of a man. You proved it by admitting your mistake and being sorry for it.
Well, Will?
Shake hands, Jack?
Sure, Will.
We'll shut down for the rest of the day.
Hey, Chick, before you go, show me where we are with that carburetor, will you?
Well, thanks, Major Hunt. I don't think we're going to have any more trouble.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas, for being so understanding.
I feel better about the whole thing.
Well, I sure do. I really liked this job till things got, well, got uncomfortable. I think that's all over now.
Sure it is, Jack. You're one of the boys.
That was the final act of One of the Boys, starring Peter Leeds as Jack Phillips. Also heard were Hugh Douglas, Frank Gerstel, Jack Edwards, and Dick Nelson. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening. And have a happy week ahead.